Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some wheat news, plus remind everyone of the upcoming Extension programming, like our next Teach and Taste class, March 11th. But first, did you know that March is National Nutrition Month, focusing on making informed food choices and developing sound eating habits? This campaign provides guidance in achieving a balanced diet, which helps prevent chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. Educational efforts emphasize practical skills like mindful eating, meal planning, and reading nutritional labels. Nutrition and health fit hand in hand when it comes to living a joyful life. In my wheat news, Kansas wheat is progressing quickly this year, making timely top-dress nitrogen decisions more important than ever for every Kansas wheat farmer. As the crop exits dormancy, nitrogen availability will influence spring tillering and spikelet development. Some key elements to consider when deciding on a fertilization program is timing, nitrogen source, application method, and nitrogen rate. Some fields may also benefit from the application of sulfur and chloride. Like N, these nutrients are mobile in the soil, and a top dress application before jointing is considered an effective application. Nitrogen, sulfur, and chloride top dress applications should be made based on soil tests and the history of response. And for those farmers that are grazing their wheat, cattle should be removed from the wheat pastures when the crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yields. Monitoring the fields needs to be done each week now before the wheat reaches first hollow stem. In my Extension news, we are looking for vendors for this summer's McPherson County Farmers Market. The Farmers Market will start June 6th and run through September. Each and every Saturday, right here at the campus of the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building. We are made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce, anything homegrown and homemade, to the public. Market hours this year will be 7:30 till 11 on each Saturday. The market will have many products available for purchase, like fresh herbs and vegetables, sweet and savory baked goods, jams and jellies, honey, pecans, meat items, eggs, cut flowers, and all arts and crafts. Plan now to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market for homegrown, homemade items. And our next Teach and Taste class will be March 11th here at the McPherson County Extension Office, where it's always free and hands-on. And our Master Gardeners and Friends will host their next educational meeting on Thursday, March 26th, starting at 7 p.m. here at the Extension Office Meeting Room, 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Make plans now to learn something new for this spring for your lawn and garden. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.